This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
That was New West, featuring their amazing guitarist, Raul Reynoso, with Vaquero, a song composed by Michael Fleming. You know, Western music has a way of conjuring up images that bring back pleasant memories or paint pictures of some aspect of the West. And those images resonate with the listener. The song we just heard, Vaquero, has no lyrics. It's an instrumental. But its title and melody convey images of a Mexican cowboy, a vaquero. Can't you just see that image in your mind's eye? Well, while that title conjures up images of a Mexican cowboy, the North American cowboy's equivalent in Mexico would be called jinete, which literally means rider. It's confusing, especially when you start to read a Mexican comic book about Roy Rogers or Gene Autry and find jinetes where you're expecting to see vaqueros. To further confuse the matter, the Mexican cowboy with the fancy outfit we are mostly familiar with is called either a ranchero or a charro, which means he's a horseman. The famous singers like Vicente Fernandez, who dress in outfits like the Cisco Kid and Pancho used to wear, are referred to as charros. Many years ago, when I was trying to learn Spanish while preparing for my first job in Latin America, I would think back to the Cisco Kid television show, and try to remember how Duncan Rinaldo or Leo Carrillo would say certain words like amigo, which means friend. In the lyrics to the song we're going to play next, it's a cowboy's best friend, his caballo, his horse. Michael Fleming returns with the New West and his composition titled Amigo.
On a ranch far from town, no other kids around. I live with my folks, there used to be. Though I was quite young, there was work to be done. Oh, now Ma and Pa did agree. Gave me my chores and a fast little horse with a saddle much larger than me. And together we showed we could carry our load. He was my amigo to me.
Amigo, my friend, you ran like the wind. On you I could always depend. Amigo, my friend, so true to the end. When caballo, amigo, my friend.
I recall sunny days at a gathering strays, my hat pulled down tight on my head. Through wind, rain, and snow, we made quite a show, making the rounds on our spread. Just a boy on the loose, on his favorite cayuse, that ran like a true thoroughbred. One small young cowboy just a-riding for joy from early morning to bed.
Amigo, my friend, you ran like the wind. On you I could always depend. Amigo, my friend, so true to the end. Eras buen caballo, amigo, my friend.
Amigo, my friend, by New West. That's another song composed by Michael Fleming. Now, in the next song, the imagery needs no explanation, but Gene Autry offers a good introduction to it.
You know, folks, some people think that this West of ours is bounded by the Canadian border on the north and the Rio Grande on the south. And territorially speaking, I guess that's right. But to most of us out here in this part of the country, the lad from Mexico is just as much of a cowboy as the wrangler from Texas. He may speak a different language, it's true, and his name might be Gonzalez or Sebastian instead of O'Reilly or Smith. But when it comes to punching a cow or branding a steer, chances are he's still just plain old Shorty or Smokey. And so here's to you, boys. May we always be good neighbors and may we soon be riding south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta and we were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border I rode back one day. There in a veil of white by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico way. Ay, 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 ay.
Gene Autry with South of the Border. Now we have another song that has a descriptive title. And if you know anything about Spurs, this one really needs no explanation. Tex Ritter sings it, and it's titled, I Got Spurs That Jingle, Jangle, Jingle.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell.
Why I never
I got spurs
fell.
That jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann.
Though I've done some moonlight walking, this is why I up and ran.
Why I up
got
and
spurs
ran.
That jingle, jangle,
I've got
jingle.
Spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I
jingle,
go riding merrily.
As
along.
I go riding merrily.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad
and they
single.
Sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're
that song
single.
Ain't so very far
and
from
that song
wrong.
Ain't so very far from wrong.
Sally Jane,
oh Sally Jane,
though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I can't remain.
Why I can't
I got
remain.
Spurs that jingle, jangle,
I've got
jingle,
spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I
jingle,
go riding merrily
as
along.
As I go riding merrily
and
along.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad
and they
you're
sing,
single?
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
you're
song
single?
Ain't so very far
and that
from
song
wrong.
Ain't so very
oh,
far
Bessie
from
Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Though we've done a heap of dreaming, this is why it won't come true.
Why it won't
I
come
got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go riding merrily along, and they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
So I'll go jingling, a jangling, a jingling along.
Tex Ritter with I Got Spurs That Jingle, Jangle, Jingle. From early in the war years, we have a song titled There's a Long, Long Trail. Of course, Hugh Farr's fiddle adds a touch of the military bugler to this Sons of the Pioneers rendition, so there's no doubt about the setting.
There's a long, long trail a-winding into the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and the white moon beams. There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come true, till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
Long, long trail a-winding into the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and the white moon beams.
There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come true, till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
The Sons of the Pioneers with There's a Long, Long Trail. Now that was from the 1940s, of course, but now here's a recent song by Red Steigall that paints a picture of a disaster long ago along the Cimarron River.
Riding back to Texas from a drive to Abilene with a wagon, the remuda, and the crew. The Cimarron was boiling red and rising by the hour. What suicide to push the horses through. Now Cody Bill was pining about his darling Anna Lee. He'd left her crying back in San Antonio. The thousand times he'd read the note he carried in his jeans. Cody, darling, won't you hurry home? Now trailing longhorn cattle is a life that's wild and free, and the prairie is a puncher's paradise. But it was dark and deadly in the spring of 83 when the Cimarron was red and on the rise. We were at the wagon playing cards and telling lies, when he announced that he was going home. We told him he was crazy, he would never make it through. But Cody smiled and saddled up the roan. Then I made him a promise I'd look after Annalee in case he didn't make it through tonight. He turned his collar to the wind and bid us adios, and whistling Dixie he rode out of sight. And trailing longhorn cattle is a life that's wild and free, but the devil's playing hell in paradise. 'Cause it was dark and deadly in the spring of 83 when the Cimarron was red and on the rise. It was nearly 7 days before we got across. The roan was in the shadow of a hill. He was skinned from head to toe and covered up with mud, but there was not a sign of Cody Bill. Oh, I guess we knew that he was gone, but we looked anyhow. We rode for miles and searched on either side. We combed the brush and drug our ropes through every water hole, but Cody Bill had taken his last ride. And I've kept my promise and I married Annalee, and the boy we're raising has his daddy's eyes. Someday I'll tell him all about the spring of 83 when the Cimarron was red and on the rise. 'Cause it was dark and deadly in the spring of 83 when the Cimarron was red and on the rise.
Red Steigall with Rich O'Brien and the Boys End, When the Cimarron Was Red and on the Rise. Bob Wagner's arrangement of a song that salutes the Grand Canyon needs no introduction to convey the image of the canyon's majesty.
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon.
Drowsy shadows yawn, a Navajo calls, soft echoes return from bright painted canyon walls. Whispering pines, heads bowed in prayer, such splendor I see. In reverie they frame it there. The blend, each mighty wren in the earth turned to the sky. Then there's a hush and atheist rush, a tear in a humble eye. Though life should end and eyes no longer see, these shadowed halls and painted walls, these are eternity.
Canyon.
saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dried tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral. Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
The Sons of the Pioneers with my favorite rendition of a Western classic, Empty Saddles. And now here's a song Smiley Burnett wrote for Gene Autry to sing in one of his very early movies. I believe it was back in 1935 when they made a movie titled Melody Trail. It's a fun movie. I saw it on television the other night. The song Smiley wrote was Hold On, Little Dogies, Hold On.
Flying, today's the big show. The cowboys are whooping the big rodeo. Announcers are busy, the horns give a toot. Cowboys drive dogies to the end of the chute. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. When my lariat tightens, you're gone, you're gone. So make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. Don't make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. On a ranch in Montana, we build a big fire. We throw 'em and brand 'em in a way you'd admire. With lariat spinning and the horse on the run, in 21 seconds the hog tie is done. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. When my lariat tightens, you're gone, you're gone. So make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. So make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little doggies, hold on. While riding through cactus, I sing all day long, and the hoot owls sing with me my cowpuncher song. I spy the stray doggie going over a dune. I lustily sing him this cowpuncher's tune. Hold on, little doggie, hold on. When I tighten my lariat, you're gone, you're gone. So make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little doggie, hold on. So make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little doggie, hold on.
Gene Autry with a song he sang in one of his early movies, Hold On, Little Doggies, Hold On. You know, we opened the show with a song titled Vaquero, and we talked about the imagery that word inspires. Well, we've got a song now called Ride On, Vaquero. We've got two versions of it we're going to merge. The first one is by the Dixie Marimba Players. I don't really know them, but I love their rendition of this song. And we'll follow it with the version Roy Rogers sang with Lynn Roberts in their film En Old Caliente, one of Roy's early films. And when we finish, I want to tell you just a little bit about the composers, Wolf Gilbert and Abel Baer. They are the co-composers of Ride On, Vaquero. This one evokes imagery whether you're listening just to the melody or to the lyrics.
Senorita is true. saying a prayer for you right on the hill. From where you are, you'll hear that dreamy guitar. Melody seems to say right on the hill.
Roy Rogers with Ride on Vaquero. That's a song he sang in one of his movies, as I mentioned. The title of the movie was En Old Caliente. If you want to go look it up, you might be able to find that one on television. But I wanted to tell you just a little bit about the two fellows who got together to write that song. Wolf Gilbert was one. He was born in the Ukraine. He was the lyricist. He composed a lot of well-known songs like Down Yonder, Ramona, The Peanut Vendor, and the theme for the Hopalong Cassidy television show. His co-writer, Abel Baer, wrote There Are Such Things for Tommy Dorsey to record with Frank Sinatra, and other songs like Mama Loves Papa, recorded by Bing Crosby with Bob Scobie and his Dixieland band, and I believe he's the fellow who wrote Harriet for Dale Evans to sing in a Roy Rogers movie.
Cowhands want to marry Harriet. Harriet's handy with the lariat,
but she don't want to marry it. She's a having too much fun.
All the cowhands want to marry Harriet. Harriet's handy with the lariat. She don't want to marry it. She's a having too much fun. With the lasso, she can roll a buffalo. Any old bronco in the rodeo. Round up any Romeo without a rope or gun on her veranda. But a line to hand her.
But she keeps those wolves away.
A shop near the Iokaye. All the cowhands want to marry Harriet. Harriet's handy with the lariat.
But she don't want to marry it. She's having too much fun.
And that's Harriet, who's handy with the lariat. And you may remember that from a Roy Rogers film back in the 1940s. And in case you didn't recognize the voice, the fellow helping her out there, helping Dale Evans sing that song, was Roy Rogers. And you Roy Rogers authorities may correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe that was from Roy's favorite Roy Rogers film, My Pal Trigger. Now, that was a Western song. I don't think anybody would question that, although it was a little bit unusual. This next song, though, is not. And I don't usually play songs that aren't Western, or at least country. But this happened to come from Bing Crosby's favorite album. Of all the albums he made, this album was his favorite. It's a Dixieland jazz piece. And it's written by the fellow who co-wrote Harriet, as well as There Are Such Things for Tommy Dorsey and others as well. But here's one he wrote for Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby loved it. And I've got a feeling if you like swing or jazz at all, you're going to enjoy this one too. So please bear with us while we listen to Bing Crosby sing Mama Loves Papa.
Me, oh my, what a life I lead now. nothing to do but love. That's all I'm thinking of. Ding dong, sweet song. Glad I took that little vow. Married, yes, I'll confess. It's a wow and how. Mama loves Papa, Papa loves Mama. Everything's dandy, sweet as can be. Nothing to hurry, nothing to worry me. Oh, so contented. There's a good reason, mighty good reason. Mama likes squeezing, Papa does too. Nothing can break us, nothing can make us blue. We've got a bungalow, oh, what a time we have, such wonderful bliss. Spooning, crooning, sweet honeymooning, and the secret is this. People like us, we never do fuss. We always got something better to do. Mama loves Papa, Papa loves Mama too. Mama loves Papa, Papa loves Mama. Everything's dandy, sweet as can be. Nothing to hurry, nothing to worry me. Oh, so shangri. There's a good reason, mighty good reason. Mama likes squeezing, Papa does too. Nothing can break us, nothing can make us blue. I'm here to say that every day is a gay one, filled with wonderful bliss. Here's good news, through with the blues. True, the secret is this. Mama says yes, Papa says yes. People who yes are happy, I guess. 'Cause Mama loves Papa, Papa loves Mama. Oh, well, the mater loves the pater, and everything's jolly now.
How about that? That was Bing Crosby, of course, from what he claimed was his favorite Bing Crosby album, with a song that was co-composed by one of the fellows who co-wrote Harriet with the Lariat for Roy Rogers and Dale Evans to sing. Now let's slow things down again just a little bit with the Sons of the Pioneers and a great old Cindy Walker composition. This is one she must have written when she was just a teenager. It's titled The Salt River Valley.
Tonight I'm yearning to be returning where western skies are bright, where stars are gleaming and moonlight streaming o'er the Salt River Valley tonight. The rhythm of the river is running through my heart and tugging at my heartstrings. And though we're far apart, someday I'll wander away out yonder to
rhythm of the river is running through my heart and tugging at my heartstrings. And though we're far apart, some night we'll wander again out yonder, where heaven sends its light. Till then, God bless you.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Salt River Valley, a Cindy Walker composition. You know, speaking of imagery in Western music, it's hard to beat the old classic, Riding Down the Canyon. I've played Gene Autry's versions recently, so what do you say we listen once more to the Sons of the Pioneers and their rendition of Riding Down the Canyon?
When evening chores are over at our ranch house on the plains, and all I've got to do is lay around, I saddle up my pony and go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down.
Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down, a picture that no artist ever could paint. I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Ah, yes, from 1956, the Sons of the Pioneers with Riding Down the Canyon. And for imagery, it's hard to beat a western sunset. Let's listen to a different song now, but also about a western sunset, this one from Arizona. It was composed by Doc Denning, and he sings the solo with the Rainsmen on Arizona Sunset.
When twilight falls upon this land and eventide is nigh, my love and I stand hand in hand beneath the western sky. The tall saguaro casts its shadow far across the sand, while rainbow rays attract my gaze and bathe this desert land. Deepest reds and brightest golds adorn an azure sky and cast a spell I know so well to lift my spirit high. If I should live 100 years or just another day, if I should sail the widest sea, no matter where I stray, I'll know the call of evening's fall when light and shadows blend and the air is on a sunset will bring me home again. Ancient Anasazi and Pueblo people knew the glory of a sunset such as this one that I view. No mortal artist e'er could catch the colors or this land. No one with oils and canvas match the master painter's hand. With wind-blown mist, the sun has kissed, his brushes touch the sky. A mural there for all to share, his gift to you and I feel a part of nature's heart and humble at the sight. As stars appear and seem so near and beckon coming night, though wanderlust may take me far and foreign lands I roam, the air is on a sunset will ever call me home.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I'd love to pull you down the street. I'll bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, then we'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon, for you are my sweetheart to be. I'd love to pull you down the street. I bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop, gonna coast down the hill, you and me. Now won't you ride in my little red wagon, 'cause you are my sweetheart to be.
And that, of course, was Tex Williams and his Western Caravan with a little Western swing for us titled Won't You Ride in My Little Red Wagon. You remember a fellow named Arthur Godfrey? He was one of the most popular American entertainers on radio and in the early days of television. He had a distinctive voice, and for me, it was not a great singing voice, but he made a number of records. And one of those records was a song taken from a Western movie. And strangely enough, although the song does have imagery, it's about the Blue Ridge Mountains instead of the Rockies. But still, it appeared in this Western movie. The singer was Fuzzy Knight. I tell you, I'm not a big fan of Fuzzy Knight's singing, but he was assigned the task of singing that song in the movie. Well, we've got Arthur Godfrey's version now. He recorded it. I don't think Fuzzy ever recorded it, but Arthur Godfrey did. And in case you're having trouble remembering Arthur Godfrey, let's introduce him with his theme song. And we'll segue right into The Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains I'm blue, like the pine I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains I'm blue, like the pine I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
Some pine on the farm again, where men are men, broadcasting from the chicken pen. My songs are a hit with the sows, and I find that I tickle the cows as I sit reclining in Virginia on my tail in the lonesome pine.
Arthur Godfrey with Archie Blyer and his orchestra and Trail of the Lonesome Pine, adding some lyrics that I was not familiar with there towards the end. Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.